Okay, good morning, everybody. Thank you to all of you for being here with us. This is the second appearance of the company this morning here in Spain. Well, as you already know, yesterday afternoon, Wednesday, July 19th, the company received a communication from Roche that Roche company has decided to discontinue the clinical development of 41001, the one specific inhibitor that was being developed on hematological cancer and some solid tumors. To be fully compliant with our policy of transparency and due to the obvious relevance of this event to our business plan, the company has conveyed immediately this information to the market, issuing a relevant effect, a relevant event or material fact, and has communicated also the news to the market throughout a press release and through two consecutive declaration calls, web calls of the company, being this one the second one. According to the communication that we have received from Roche, this decision has not been taken based on the view of data. It's not data driven. It's basically the result of an internal reprioritization of their strategy of the portfolio. And this has been transmitted to us, has been conveyed to us verbally and in writing. Well, from now on, according to the terms of the agreement, Horizon will recuperate all the rights of this compound, and we will also get back all the clinical and preclinical data that has been produced over these 3 years that this collaboration has been in place. Also, according and pursuant to the terms of the agreement, Roche will finalize the ongoing phase one in the small cell lung cancer, the arm of this small cell lung cancer clinical trial, which is expected to happen in the next few months. Let me remind you that ORI-1001 is a compound that inhibits LSD1 in a very specific manner and potent manner, and this epigenetic target has been involved in a wide range of tumors, particularly hematological tumors and some solid tumors. Up to now, ORI-1001 is the most advanced compound in the clinic on his kind and the only one to have reported clinical data so far. We are obviously disappointed by Roche's decision, but in spite of this decision, we would like to emphasize that LSD1 continues to be a target of interest by the industry. And the evolution of this interest is clearly highlighted by the fact that various pharmaceutical companies have started initial clinical trials in this field. There are 11 clinical trials identified so far in clinicaltrials.gov, in addition to the one that we have sponsored in Horizon or Roche. I'm not going to review all this unless you want me to give you some more data on these other clinical trials, but I think this is a clear proof that the industry is really believing that there is a therapeutic potential on LSD1. So, from today on, we will have, according to the terms of the agreement, a maximal time of 6 months to recover the control of the asset. We still believe that we can do that in a shorter time. And we will recuperate the control of this molecule in a more advanced stage of development, and consequently in a better position than when this program was licensed out to Roche in 2014. So let me summarize briefly why we believe that this is so. Well, we have finalized the phase 1-2A clinical trial in acute leukemia. The data were reported to to ASH last year in San Diego. We were reporting that the drug was safe and well tolerated, and we saw that the data was able to produce differentiation in humans at the molecular level, at the cellular level, and we saw also initial hints of clinical efficacy measured by partial bone marrow responses. In addition to that, Rose is right now, as I said, busy with an ongoing clinical trial in small cell lung cancer, which is going to be finalized soon. In these 3 years, we have performed joint research with Roche, and we are right now understanding better the working of the molecule, the physiology of this of the inhibition of LSD1 in the frame of different pathologies. So what we can say today is that Horizon is firmly committed to develop ORI-1001 and to provide patients the possibility to benefit from this research. And to achieve this, the company has designated an internal team, an internal dedicated team, and that will work together with Roche to optimize the transition and return of the assets according to the terms of the agreement. Also, we have immediately started as well the analysis with the oncologists that are on our scientific advisory board, our clinical advisory board, together with the key opinion leaders that we have in the field of not only hematological cancer but also solid tumors. Let me remind you that Dr. Baselga was starting his team here in Barcelona, so where there is right now one of his main fellows, Dr. Tabernero, but there are also Dr. Rosé. They are key opinion leaders on the lung cancer field, also in the hematological area, so we are blessed by being very close at a few hundred meters away from the some of the best recognized specialists on the field. So we have started to work with all of them already to analyze the clinical options that we have to advance the compound in new clinical trials that must maximize the therapeutic potential of ORI-1001 and also to ensure that there are no material delays in the development of this molecule once we recover the full control of the molecule when this phase one trial arm from Roche is finalized. Just to wrap up these initial remarks, we would like to emphasize that the financial situation of the company is solid after the capital increase that we performed in April. And Roche decision, however, is regretful, is not as significantly impacting the financial status of the company, and the company is not affected by the capacity to continue its business. So with these remarks, we are going now to address the different questions that you have had the opportunity and you still have the opportunity to address through the channel that has been indicated in the press release. Okay, so this is in Spanish. Next one in English, please. Okay. What are the timelines of the ongoing Roche trial? If the data will be good from this trial, will Roche have some kind of first look option? Will you own the data? Okay, let's start by the last sub-question. Yes, we will own all the data that is produced by these clinical trials according to the terms of the licensing agreement. Let me remind you that this licensing agreement is public and is available on the S1 equivalent document of the registro in the CNMV, the Spanish equivalent to the SEC. So you can have a look to the clauses that they are there regarding termination without a cause. So yes, we will own the data. The timelines of the ongoing Roche clinical trial, we expect that Roche will finalize the current arm of this clinical trial in the next few months. So we have the expectation that before the year's end, we will get the molecule back, and this arm of the clinical trial will be also finalized. And Roche doesn't have, according to the terms of the agreement, doesn't have any first look option. So once the termination notice has arrived to the company, Roche and Horizon will start to work on the transition and the return of the asset to Horizon. But technically speaking, they are a third party as any other company. There is another question: is can you initiate business development on new clinical activities on with ORI-1001 right away without waiting for the results from Roche trial? Well, this is actually a good question. Again, once the determination has been triggered by the official communication of Roche, and the next steps here will be Horizon will have to communicate Roche that we have the decision to continue the clinical development of the molecule through the appropriate mechanisms and channels that they are described in the agreement. And in spite of that, obviously, we will pass through a transitional period in which the molecule is still on Roche's hands, but is going to be on Horizon's hands. It is obvious that the company will start working in the design of the clinical development of ORI-1001 to ensure that there is no further delays, as I said. And also, we will start conversations with other companies to explore potential interest from those companies. Okay, so this is the second question that we have with Steve. And then we were having another question, which is, it's again a similar question. That if it's about the calendar, the schedule that Roche was having or finalizing the phase one clinical trial in a small cell lung cancer at the end of 2019. Well, yes, as I said before, this clinical trial, which can be seen on the clinicaltrials.org.gov, it was a very long and comprehensive clinical trial, was including different arms. So Ross was now on the arm of the dose escalation, and this is the one that we expect that they are gonna finish, and therefore we are not expecting to have to wait till 2019 that they finish the clinical trial. On the other hand, let me emphasize again that according to the deal terms, we have from today we have 6 months to finalize the transition and the recovery of the asset. Okay. So I don't know if we have additional questions. Yeah, there is another question saying that there was yesterday a meeting in London regarding our contribution to ORI-2001. Yes, yesterday the company was presenting a poster presentation about the phase one data in healthy volunteers, in 106 healthy volunteers with ORI-2001. A molecule that, as you know, we aim to develop in multiple sclerosis and in Alzheimer's disease, and this poster was presented yesterday. Actually, the company had prepare a press release. We were basically deciding not to release this press release due to the fact that Ross was going to announce us yesterday this event. But this poster presentation went well, was well received. The data were positive as we were anticipating, and we were presenting basically the proof that the drug is well tolerated in elderly, that we were modeling quite nicely the PK and the PD of the molecule, and we have demonstrated that the molecule is brain penetrant. So basically, the data was were good. We don't have additional questions.
No more questions.
So there are no more questions. So let me just finalize this. This talk. Thank you. Giving you my recognition for being with us today, and summarizing that this is of course a setback for the company, but we are taking this as an opportunity, and that the company firmly believes that the compound has a strong therapeutic potential, and that the company is fully committed to advance this compound. Okay, we have right now another question. What are you looking for from your next partner? Could you develop without one? The business model of the company has been always declared in our way of getting listed on the Spanish stock exchange. So we prefer a situation where we, after we reach phase one, phase two, we can find the right partner to keep developing the compounds. Of course, we also say it is something that we can evaluate from time to time, and depending on the compound and on the indication. While it's clear that it's going to be difficult for a company of our size to get the full way, to go the full way with indications like Alzheimer's disease or multiple sclerosis, if we target small populations, yes, we might eventually consider that we can go the whole way alone. But the preference of the company is, as I said, is to try to find a right partner. Let me mention that just after we signed the agreement with Roche, we were approached by other pharma companies at that moment, asking us if we were having additional epigenetic programs in oncology. And at that time, we have to decline because our asset was already licensed. While we, as I said before, with a more advanced asset being the most advanced asset right now in the clinic, and having the financial strength to be able to move forward this program, we believe that we will get interesting opportunities in the future to consider a partnership for this molecule. Okay, so we don't have additional questions. So yeah, I was wrapping up before when I got the last one. So I'm not going to insist on this, but just let me finish with these final words. We see this as an opportunity. The company is well funded. We are having the know-how internally in the company. I feel that we are probably the company knowing better the biology of LSD1 and we have an extensive understanding of this target and these molecules. So I think that we can take this as an opportunity. And yeah, we will as soon as we know more data and we have more precise assessment of the next steps, we will share that with you. So thank you very much for your attendance today.